The next item on the agenda is the file number 17-02, Southwest Santa Rosa Reorganization.
Sonoma County's Local Agency Formation Commission, or LAFCO, was created for just these kinds of circumstances. In this case, to investigate whether the islands surrounded by Santa Rosa in the southwest quadrant of the metropolitan area would be better served to be part of the city of Santa Rosa. Clearly, the commission's executive officer, Mark Bramfitt, believes they would be.
I believe this is probably the most anticipated proposal that Sonoma LAFCO has ever encountered, so I'm honored to provide a staff report to you.
At a public hearing last week, Bramfitt presented LAFCO's report and recommendations, largely an attempt to untangle the area's fire and water oversight from a set of agencies now in charge of them.
Staff has every confidence that the city is capable and able to serve this area, has done a tremendous amount of planning in order to determine that, and I think the city can very accurately say that they met their goals in this process, which is they wanted to provide the same level of services to these five areas in the territory that they provide elsewhere in the city, and they did not want to detract from their ability to serve existing city residents. And I think with a lot of confidence they would agree that those goals have been reached.
As part of the process, workshops were held in the area soliciting the views of residents. Communication in both English and Spanish touted the advantages of the potential annexation, like this video, which was bold enough to start with a Santa Rosa policeman pulling over a local couple before the video took an unexpected turn.
No. ¿Han oído plática de la anexión de Roseland?
No.
Oh, más quería decirles que nosotros en el departamento de Santa Rosa estamos muy orgullosos de estar en su servicio ahora.
You heard about the annexation of Roseland?
No, I haven't.
Well, I just want to let you know that we at the Santa Rosa Police Department are going to be super excited to be at your service from now on. Have a great day, okay?
The August 2nd LAFCO hearing celebrated the contribution of former Supervisor Efren Carrillo, who in his time on the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors broke through long-standing gridlock and was able to move annexation forward.
I'm here as a private citizen. I'm not here in any official capacity. Really want to say thank you to the commission for shepherding this process. I know that the city and the county have been dialoguing and communicating on the issue of Roseland annexation for decades. And here we are. Finally, this issue is up for debate and discussion before the commission, and will be up for, again, debate and discussion before the public. I really appreciate the city of Santa Rosa's presence here this afternoon because I think it demonstrates the commitment that the city is bringing forward in truly embracing this part we know as Roseland into the greater fabric of the city of Santa Rosa.
This is a bill that we owe to the people of Roseland, and it's a bill that's long past due. I'm happy to be close to getting the check in the mail.
Santa Rosa Mayor Chris Corsi. Tomorrow, we'll hear from some opponents of annexation and find out what's next. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.